Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there?
Yes. Shalom, everyone. I am here. Are you hearing me?
We are hearing you loud and clear, Sister Liba. Such an honor to have you on the show. And actually, this is a Pastor Liba. She is an awesome worker in our church, in the Family Church of Jahanian. Sister, before we go on any farther, will you please open us in prayer?
Yes, blessings to everyone. I am Sister Liba from Pakistan, and I am going to do opening prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for taking me out of darkness and placing me in your kingdom of light. Thank you, God, for this beautiful time and for this divine connection. Thank you, God, for giving me this opportunity so I will share your blessing words to all over the world as your kingdom so they can listen your word and they can glorify your name, Lord. Thank you, God, for this time. And thank you for your privilege to giving me this opportunity to sharing the blessing words to all over the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. How are you, sister?
I am doing very good. Thank you so much for asking.
Yes, and we here in the United States are so blessed to be part of this great kingdom of God. And so, sister, I'm just going to turn it over to you for a few minutes, and I'm going to just interact with you, Liba. What are we going to study today with the people?
Yes, today, first of all, I want to say special thanks to you and for this radio station to give me this opportunity. So I will share the blessing mm-hmm. verse to all over the world. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
And today I am going to talk about the God great gift, the extent of God loves.
Amen. Well, what text are we going to? What is the verse?
Yes, today we are going to read 2 Corinthians 13 chapter and verse 14. And it says,
2 Corinthians,
may the grace,
what was it?
Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14.
All right, go ahead and read it.
Yes, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so
Amen.
Much. So what does that mean to all of us, sister?
Yes. Today we are studying, like, what is the meaning of this verse to us? Like, what is the God great gift? when we reflect on the sacrifice God made on the Golgotha through Jesus Christ for our redemption and salvation, the eternal hope that he gave us through his triumphant resurrection from the dead and the power he extends to us through the Holy Spirit. We are overflamed with wonder. The love of God is revealed. You know, the extent of love is for us. God's love has no price. Many people that believe money can buy them everything. While this may be true of material profession, it cannot buy things like peace, joy, and fullness of life. These qualities have price tags. There are God gifts of grace to us. We enjoy everything is good and rest while by the grace of God.
Let me just interrupt, if I may interject here. You know, in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, we have known and believed that the love of God has to us, for God is love. If you know not God, then you know not love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So thank you so much. That's what we're sharing right now, is the love of God. God is love. Go ahead, Liba. We lost our sister. I'm so sorry. She was here online with us, but as she was sharing the love of God. We just thank you so much. For your love and your goodness. God, there's nothing like the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's see if we can't just get Liba back on the phone and call her here. And let's see. There we go. I can't call her. I'm so sorry. Maybe we can have Sister Liba back on Thursday. But she was sharing the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost that be with us all. And so I enjoy just being with everyone and their commitment to our Lord, because there is no one like our God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to study your word, to study together, Lord, this freedom of the United States of America that is composed throughout the world. Lord, we thank you. Trust in you. If you need the love of God, if you need the peace of God, just receive him right now. That the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit. We thank you. God, you are good, for your mercy endures forever. That was what I was reading also today in Psalm 16, as in verse 4. It says, let me read it here. Let me go back. I was a little disappointed because we lost our sister. Online, she was sharing a beautiful part. But let's go to Psalms 37. I know that's Sister Liba's favorite text. And 37, verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so we just give our love, our delight, the commitment. It says in verse, your ways unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. If you commit, that means to roll over, to give it to him, to trust him, to believe him. I wanted to read to you also about committing and trusting the Lord. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that he hears us. And in verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, then we know that what we ask of him and have the petitions we desire of him. God hears us when we pray, because especially when you are born again, you have him in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what we are studying in this text, in this verses today, that Psalms 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Go, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5, it says that if you commit your ways unto him, and he shall bring it to pass. So that's what we were just talking about also in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. So if we are confident, if we are sure, don't doubt, lifted to the Lord, that we have in the Lord confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, what is his will? His word. The petition shall of him shall be heard. In verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have petitions we desire of him. And you know, God loves his children. His love, as we were reading there at first on 1 John, that he loves us. In chapter 4, in verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us, for God is love. And he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. In verse 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have the boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, so are we in this world. As the Lord is, we are in this world, because he lives in us. There is no sin. There is no in him, through him, Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you right now as we say goodbye. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Jesus, as we worship you, Lord, as we just praise you and give glory and honor. Thank you, Lord, for being our God, our provider, our lover of our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.